message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The theme of the program is My Body More. So we keep needing more and more and more. And we're going to have an abundance in Jesus' name. We're going to have an abundance in Jesus' name. We hungry already. Hallelujah. It's the sisters, single sisters breakfast meeting. So first we feed our spirit man, then we feed our stomach. Hallelujah. We are ladies, we don't eat too much. Amen. And I'm going to continue with this breakfast meeting with power of your body. Power of your body. We've learned a lot. Miyama Sheba have said a lot. Amata have said a lot. I'm going to be talking on some very sensitive, other sensitive parts that we need to understand as children of God. Pray the Lord will give us a receptive heart in the name of Jesus. Power of your body. We have spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. Am I right? Am I right? As spirit, this is our reality. That is who we are. That is who God has made. Who God made in the beginning. When God created Adam, he breathed a spirit into him. And that is who Adam really is. Hallelujah. So as people, as sisters, as ladies, we are spirits, but reality. We have a soul, which is the link between the spiritual and the physical. Our soul, our mind, is what brings together what is in our heart, what is in the world. Our soul processes it, and then it becomes what we show off on our body. Hallelujah. We have a soul, we live in a body. The soul links spiritual and the physical. I'm going to be very fast. I'll be very blunt and very scriptural. So please move with me. Hallelujah. When we are saved, our spirit is the one that is regenerated. When you become, when you confess, when you believe in your heart, and you confess with your mouth Jesus as the Son of God, your spirit man is transformed. Your spirit man is changed. Now, that spirit that you are is exchanged for the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You are transformed. Being transformed is to be changed, to be moved from something to another. So your spirit becomes, it becomes Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, that Spirit of God is what now dwells in the body that you are. When you become saved, your face doesn't change. Your shape does not change. Your voice does not change. Or the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you eat doesn't change. Your stomach doesn't become bigger or smaller. Hallelujah. Your hand doesn't become longer. It is the Spirit inside of you that changes. Your body houses that Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I'm talking about the power of your body. When you know that you have the Spirit of God on your inside, I don't think I should be asking us which kind of power we think we carry. Hallelujah. When you have the Spirit of God inside of you, you carry the power of God inside of you. That means your body. You know, Mama and Mommy, they've read a lot of scriptures, and so I might be paraphrasing in some because of the time. So when we say we have the Spirit of God, when we are changed, we are being transformed, it means that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. What we have is no more us. What you are is no more you. That's why I sang that song. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. You shouldn't be who you used to be. When you have been changed, when people see you, the way you talk, the way, not how you sound now, but the things you say, just like Mommy said, it will come with the spiritual wisdom. Hallelujah. And we should understand the fact that the spirit, the body, the spirit and the flesh are always in constant war. They are always at constant war. So we should check it. When what we are doing as a saved person, if it is still in conformity in what we did when we were not saved, are we really saved? Hallelujah. It's a question we should ask ourselves. Before you became born again, you used to go to clubs, go for night parties, you dance some erotic dance with men. You know, when you are even dancing alone, you know the kind of dance you dance. You, when you're in your room, you know what you do. What goes on your inside, on your mind? What are you thinking about? I grew up with a saying in my head. I held it in my. He said, "Why you do what you do is more important than what you do." Got it from Tim Laye. Why you do what you do is more important than what you do. So, as ladies, you woke up in the morning. Okay, I'm going to class today, or I'm going to visit my friend, and you decide to get dressed, and then you go to your wardrobe. Why you picked your outfit much more important than the outfit picked. Why you are dressed the way you are dressed is much more important than the way you are dressed. Why? That is what God is much more concerned about. Amen. Some people dress all covered up, but they are not accepted in the presence of God. Human standard, it's acceptable. Oh, very, very well dressed. But why they are wearing what they are wearing? I stayed a little in the north, and my husband will always say that this hijab sister, they will just cover. If you know what they do at the basketball court under their hijab in the night, they will say they are reading. You will just be hearing sounds, and you will look back. You will see that this person sitting behind me is hijab sister. So which sound am I hearing? Amen. So when you do what you are doing, what is going on in your mind? When your spirit is saved, is your mind also being regenerated? The Bible says we should build up ourselves in our most holy faith, speaking in the Holy Ghost. Now, when you are building up yourself, because your mind brings out what is in your spirit mind, your spirit will not jump over your mind to influence your body. Your spirit has to influence your mind first. Then it reflects on your outside. When you are coming to school, you know you don't have accommodation, you know you are not prepared for it, but because you have one guy that, you know, is okay, decide, okay, I'll go and stay with Femi now. I know him very well. But you know the reason why you want to go and stay with Femi. It's either because you know he has enough money to take care of you, and you know he will be able to source for you, or because you like Femi somehow, so staying around him, you know, will start making him, at least they say that if we want to marry somebody, we should allow the person to know who we are. So let me spend small time with him, so that, as you know, he will know the way I look when I wake up in the morning. My sisters, it is wrong. It is error. You should allow the Spirit of God to influence how you think, what you do, how you talk. The things that comes out of you should be what speaks of the Holy Spirit. Says when we are being saved, our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, what should be coming out of you should be what is in Galatians 5:22. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering. That is what should be who you are. That's why Paul says that we should not let our adornment to be that of outward appearance alone, but of a good and a quiet spirit. Hallelujah. So that good and quiet spirit doesn't jump on you. It comes from the influence the Spirit of God has had on your mind. The level at which you allow the Holy Spirit to rule over your mind determines the level at which you display the power that you carry on your inside. Amen. The Bible says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according to His power that is at work in us. So the level at which you allow the power of God to be at work in you is the level at which God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Hallelujah. Our body houses the Spirit. Our future, our character, habits should reflect who the Holy Spirit is. We should handle our body the way the Holy Spirit will handle it. Amen. I'm going to be briefly talking about God's expectations concerning our body. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. Glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. We are bought with a price. How would you feel if you went to the store and you got, let's say, a 250,000 naira wedding gown? No. That's too small. Like 750,000 naira wedding gown. And then you took it to the dry cleaner's shop. And then instead of using the steam iron to carefully straighten it for you, decided to use iron that he has used to iron Ankara. And the thing has one green, yellow, red, and black stain. He just put it right on the chest. When you first see the wedding gown, what comes to your mind? The price. We just shout, Jesus, my 750,000 naira. So I value price a lot, because even now when I buy something, maybe I buy biscuits for my son and then he's eating it and then he's dropping. I'll be like, see, 1 naira is dropping from my 20 naira that I used to buy this biscuit. Please eat it carefully. Serious, it when you place value on something, you would not want anything to diminish it. So when God is saying we have been bought with a price, this price is not just anything. It's not what can be created. This is the blood of his precious only son, Jesus Christ, that he shed on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. Now he's saying we should value it. We should value our body because we have been bought with a price. We should honor God. When we value our body, we are giving honor to God. God's expectation from us with our body is to honor him, to reference him, to respect him. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. Do you not know and understand that you, the church, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells permanently in you, collectively and individually? Anyone destroys the temple of God, corrupting it with false doctrine, God will destroy the destroyer, for the temple of God is holy, sacred, and that is what you are. Hallelujah. No, a lot of us will say, well, my body is my own. Yeah, I like, I do it. If I like, I wear short to class. If I like, I give my body to anybody to do whatever he wants to do. Baby Mularami. Bible is telling us that, know ye not, don't you understand that you are the temple of God? He said, know you not, you, the church, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. That the Spirit of God dwells in you permanently, collectively, and individually. As a person, God dwells in you. You have a part of Christ in you. I have a part of Christ in me. When we come together, we make up the body of Christ. So why should my hand be damaged? Why should you, that you are the eyes, get yourself damaged? Why should you, that you are the leg, get yourself damaged? How do we get to where we are going? How do we reach the world, the gospel, when the church, we are maiming the body of Christ? We are mutilating the body of Christ in the way we use our own body. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God expects us to take care of our body. He expects us to honor our body. He expects us to use our body to achieve his will. 1 Corinthians 10:31. To read also from the Amplified Version. It says, so then, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of our great God. Whatsoever you do, whether you eat, you drink, what you wear, what you say, where you go, is it to the glory of God? Are you doing things to glorify God? Are you doing things for God's will or for your own personal interest? A lot of times, you know, I have a friend that is always saying that human beings, we are naturally selfish. I used to respond to her. I said, transformed human beings shouldn't naturally be selfish. Because as I am not natural. You are not supposed to be normal. You shouldn't appear normal. You should get somewhere and be like, your own thing doesn't even look like what everybody else is doing. It's challenging, yes. Bible says that it will not allow any temptation that is beyond what we can handle to come to us. So when you are faced with challenges, hallelujah. In the Sower story, Bible said that temptation came based on the word that they have heard. Now, if you are facing temptation, you are facing trial, check it. Is it based on the word that you have heard? based on your selfish interest. Are you being tempted to go and steal because you are hungry? Or you are being tempted to go and steal because you just read last night that thieves, we have no place in the kingdom of God? Are you tempted to fornicate because you read that God's wrath is coming on those that put their body up for prostitution, those that offer their body to Allah? Are you tempted because of that, or just because, well, everybody around me is doing it, is doing that, everybody's looking, wearing short skirt, I have to wear short skirt, everybody's wearing, what do you call it, jumper, crop top, thank you. You know, I came to church one day and I saw a lady, she wore crop top, she was now pulling the thing, and I was like, I just called her, I said, ah, sister, sorry, ah, you're looking nice though, but you know, you'd have been looking nicer if your top was just here. Man, we're doing things just because this is what the world is doing. Is our temptation coming based on the world or based on the word? Amen. We feel helpless, yes, because our temptation is not what God is going to stand up for us for. God will not, he didn't say that he will make a way out of the temptation that you walked right into with your two eyes opened after he has given you wisdom. He didn't say we bail you out of that. It is the temptation that he knows that, yes, this is because my daughter loves me. This is because my daughter trusts me. And she decided to do this. Amen. You know, I was in a, last year, I found myself in a very, very tempting situation. And the situation was so tempting that any normal person would have taken the opportunity. Any normal person would have taken the opportunity. You find yourself outside the country and everything is going to be settled for you. You're going to be okay. You'll get a job. You'll have a house and all of that. But you just need to tell a lie. And I asked myself, of all the things to be tempted with, life, you know, it looks so like, yes, like, see, when a day before that time they're like, you will be tempted to lie, ahaba. You not even say maybe I should insult somebody or slap somebody or fight, or maybe I don't even know the kind of one that is even big. Hallelujah. But to lie, I told my husband, I said, see, the devil knew that he cannot come and tempt us to drink, to go and, or for you to go and commit adultery, or me to go and, he knew that the least kind of temptation, the least thing, you know, when people are telling you to commit a crime to God, and they are backing it up with the scriptures for you, and they tell you that Joseph, Abraham had to lie, tell you that even, you know, those things weaken you. If you are not sound, just like Mama said, if you have not built yourself up spiritually, the wiles and worries of this world will pull you down without stress. Just like the person that said, I would finger you, I'll give you 50,000. 50,000 looked so big just because most likely she has, maybe she has account is zero. She felt, oh my God, this is money. You know, they will tell you that God is merciful. God is gracious, just ask for forgiveness, and God will forgive you. Yes, God will forgive you, but you live with the shame, with the disgrace, with the disease, and with doom. Hallelujah. Devil knows how to convince the children of God to sin, because he knows us more than we know ourselves. Just like Mama said, most times when we wake up, the first thing we do is to check our phones. What are we looking for in our phones? Let us not lie to ourselves. You are looking for the message of the person that you really love so much, whether this person has dropped one message for you this morning. And when the person has not dropped the message, you feel down, you feel useless, you feel unwanted, and then this is the scripture is there that God has readily put what he wants, how he made you, what he is embedded in you, who you are, what you have, what you are, what you will be, is written there. Instead of you to go there first and acclaim yourself with the things God has for you, decree into your life whom God has made you, so that when you step out there, people are not seeing you, they are seeing God on your inside. When I was in university, I used to say a prayer of like, Holy Spirit, as I'm going out today, beautify me with your beauty. And I'm somebody that puts God to a lot of tests with some things that look very insignificant. Just because I'm testing myself to know if I am still hearing that voice. Or if I have become so accustomed, if I've made God's voice usual. You know, at times, there's a point you walk with God too. And then, if you're not careful, you just find out that you're beginning to use your human reasoning to do a lot of things. And I'm looking for something. I'm like, Holy Spirit, where is this thing? And then, next second, I find it. And sometimes I'll just be like, I will not even say anything. And then I'll look for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, now. Okay, sure, let me find it. And then the next second, I find it. And then the devil comes. I say, it's just coincidence. Even if you had not said that prayer, you'd have still looked at that same point. I would have still found it. And I test it again. Another time when I'm looking for something, I will keep looking. I will give my, like, 1 hour to search. And after I've tried my own, I'm like, Holy Spirit, you just let me know where this thing is. And then immediately. And then when that spirit tells me, when that devil tells me, it didn't just happen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So are we allowing our body to be directed by the Spirit of God, or are we just living life? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's not be hungry yet. Praise the Lord. That's a way to honor God with your mouth. Amen. Our body is to be offered as a living sacrifice. Romans 12 from verse 1 to 2. Should offer our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our what? Reasonable service. Hallelujah. Amplified version says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. I love the Amplified Version so much because it helps me not to rack my head on trying to find meanings for King James Version. That's one of the things I will employ us to invest in. Buy Bibles. I didn't know the importance of this thing. My elder sister is someone that loves the Bible so much. She loves the Bible so much that when she turned 18, my dad had to give her his own concordance because she was always sneaking to his room to carry it, quickly use it to study. She would quickly return before he wakes up in the midnight to study. And then when she turned 18, my dad, he didn't really have so much on him, so he thought of what gift to give this girl. He had to gift it to her. When we were in school, she was always surrounding herself with NLT, Amplified, NIV, King. And then I used to be like, one is not enough for you to understand and tell the Holy Spirit to interpret it for you. She'd be like, you can't understand. And it is when we started having Bible study groups that when she talks Bible, hallelujah, let's invest in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Should exalt God, should exalt Christ in our body. Philippians 1, verse 20. Philippians 1, verse 20. Exalt God. Exalt Christ in your body. Hallelujah. It says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Hallelujah. You should exalt God, exalt Christ in your body. I don't know how we understand this thing, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will give us deep revelational knowledge of His Word. You know, when you know God, then you now know that you carry that God on your inside. You know, you can't understand the extent to which your body is so important as the temple of Christ if you don't know God. It's not possible. It's not science rocket. It's not rocket science. It's for you to just search the scriptures. Not searching the scripture because you want to acquire what God has for you, but because you want to know God. And you know God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. Are we seeking God? We are seeking man's approval. The reason why a lot of us do what we do is because we want approval from men. We want people to appreciate us. We want people to say, you know, and trust me, these guys are liars. You will be dressing trashy. They will tell you, oh, you look good. They are lying to you. Don't be deceived. Mama said that we ladies, we are driven by what we hear. You know, and this is something, amen. Guys walk like the devil. Yes. The ones that do the things that the devil does. You know why I said that? They know you. They know, the devil knows us as human beings. He knows what God has for us. He knows God's plan for us. He knows God's intention. He has been with God. He has walked with God. He has stayed with God. Men, they were in their mother's womb. They grew up with their mom. They knew what pained their mom and what made their mom happy. And that is the strategy they are using for young ladies around. They know what you want. They know how you want what you want. And they will give it to you, either by sugarcoating or by ways what not. But because that is what you want. You know, Eve herself really wanted, he said, she saw it and she saw the fruit and said it was pleasing to the eyes. She liked it when she saw it. When she liked the fruit, she had not sinned yet. Until the devil came and told her what she was not supposed to hear. And when she heard it, she held on to what she had, and it made her do what she was not supposed to do. And that is what the devil uses against us, using guys as instruments. They walk up to you knowing that in their wildest dream, they will never take you home to mama. But they will take you home, or they will take you to their rooms. They won't take you to a home. They will take you to a house. It's terrible. It's disheartening. It's heartbreaking. There is a saying that little money, no shame. It's the adage they are using for you. They are the one that knows you, and they are the ones doing you. They will be the one, after sleeping with you, they will go out there and be like, ah, that girl, I'll pass her around. If you come to, immediately the person will pass her around, and then you come say, hi guys, how you doing? They'll be like, hey babe, how are you? You're looking good. And you'll be like, oh, thank you. Because you don't know what you carry. Hallelujah. God expects us to exalt Christ in our body, to respect Him, respect ourselves, and respect others with our body. Because you respect God, you hold on to His word on your inside. Because you respect yourself, you allow that word to work on you. Now, because you respect others, you will not do things that will push others to offend God. Most of us, we dress in a way that we know. You know, when you finish dressing and you look at yourself in the mirror, you know that there is no how you will pass and the heads will not turn. I'm not saying heads that are turning because you have the character of Christ on your inside, or because you are brilliant or knowledgeable and be like, ah, again, yeah, if you go in alone, long, yeah. They turn because they'll be like, ah, oh my God. And let me tell you something. The Bible says that anyone that causes any of these little ones to sin, it's better that a stone be wrapped upon his neck and him be thrown into the ocean. Why are we allowing ourselves to be an accomplice to the sin that guys are committing? Why are we allowing ourselves, we claim that we carry Christ on our inside, but we are using the temple of God. It's not even the moment you're not even doing things that God expects you to do, it means you're not carrying God on your inside. Because God is holy, and He will not inhabit an unholy place. He will not inhabit an unholy tabernacle. Pray the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. Sexual sin defiles the temple of God. There is God's standard on sexual sin. I'm going to be very fast with this. God wants us to be set apart to flee sexual sin. He didn't say walk away from it. He didn't say you should. He didn't say you should try to escape. He said flee. It means run. Flee sexual sin. Reason why you should flee sexual sin is because, number one, fornicators have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Fornicators have no place. You have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. Fornication precedes the before you carry out the heart, your heart has already been defiled before you even go into the heart. God expects you to run away from the things that defiles your heart, because He is much more concerned about your heart. Christians have to flee fornication. 1 Corinthians 6:18 and verse 7 and 2. Fornication is the work of the flesh. You should avoid companion. You should avoid mixing up with people that ginger you up to do things that are unpleasing to God. Hallelujah. We are sanctified people. We have been purified. We have been set apart. We have been distinguished. We are expected to flee things that defile God's temple. Hallelujah. And God made a way out of all of this. One way out of it is you should walk by the Spirit. I've emphasized that a lot. Listen, walk by the Spirit. Do the things that you know that if the trumpet should just sound bam, where am I going to appear? Where will I be? Am I someone that can, will I be able to stand in the presence of God and say, yes, I have fought the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Avoid devil's scheme. Don't put yourself in a position whereby you will fall into the temptation that the traps that the devil has set for you. Because trust me, you will fall. Hallelujah. Sexually influenced outfit is something that the devil makes us to use to disobey God. Number four, guard your heart. The Bible says you guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. I will say it again. Flee all appearance of evil. Flee all appearance of evil. Abu didn't tell us to be brave. He didn't say we should be brave in the face of sexual sin. He didn't say when you go to that guy's house, don't worry, if he wants to touch you, just slap him and run away. You slap him and you run away, he will slap you back, he will faint and he will rape you. There's nothing you will do about it. Sisters, I indulge us in the mercies of God. Let us yield our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him. Hallelujah. And I pray as we do so, Lord will set us apart indeed with blessings. He will beautify our lives so much that when people see you, you know, if you can just imagine God's glory in heaven. He says the streets are built with gold. Now, imagine what His throne looks like. Imagine what His clothing looks like.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Sorry, please, we'll be having our question and answer session in the next 5 minutes. Please, I'd like the ushers to move around with your offering baskets. Drop your questions in the offering baskets. Move those baskets forward so that we can have them immediately. In the next 5 minutes, you're going to be having that session. So please quickly drop your questions. In the first, if you have questions as regards the first session, the second session, third session, or anything pertaining to a woman, or we think, and we can discuss something. Sometimes you can ask some questions because we have the other, we have people, we have a fuller house in terms of other people in the house, but this time around it's just we, so we can quickly ask those questions. Let's drop those questions in the offering basket. If you don't have a sheet of paper, just get one. Wave your hands, the ushers will pass on to you, and quickly let's have it wrapped up. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let me just chip this in about rounding off, but as we prepare our questions, one very scheme that the devil also uses for we ladies is that we hear a lot of things that are important, we talk so little about it, and most times also to the wrong people, to the wrong person. We have a lot on our inside, and because you feel, this guy shows me so much love, and then you feel he's the right person for you to discuss some things that you know when you talk to him about it, it will only arouse some funny things in his mind. Let's guard our hearts with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. Most importantly, let's walk by the Spirit. Let's know that we have the Holy Spirit on our inside. The Holy Spirit is not a mirage. It's not something that is unreal. The Holy Spirit is real. Just give it a try. Just talk to the Holy Spirit and be calm enough to listen. After you know that you carry the Holy Spirit on your inside, which is after you are sure that you are saved. Are we really saved? Are we really transformed? When we confessed Christ, did we let go? Did we let go of our past? Did we let go of who we used to be, of the old man? Bible says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. All things have become new. When we give our life to Christ, did we come to that realization that all things about us is new? It should be new to some of us to the extent that we actually go to our wardrobes and pack some of our clothes and burn it up. It should be new to an extent that some of us, we break some relationship with some people, because light and darkness can never work together. It is not possible. Some of us are still being, that's still being transformed ourselves. Our spirit man has not had the complete influence on our mind, and we are saying that we want to change somebody else. How can it work? You yourself, you don't know who you are yet, and you want to change somebody else. To what? Is it to what you don't know? Pray the Lord will give us understanding. He will give us boldness. He will give us courage. You should be strong and be courageous. Live this life. It looks like it's easy to come and say. It's easier said than done. By the Spirit, it is much more easier done than said. And you are, by walking by the Spirit, it's easy for me to show you that I have the Spirit of God than for me to tell you that I have the Spirit of God. There are some formulas that doesn't work in God's kingdom. It is easier done than said when it is done by the Spirit. Pray the Lord to help us in Jesus' name. Let's rise up on our feet and just say this prayer. Holy Spirit of God, take me deeper in your love. Holy Spirit of God, take me deeper in your love. Take me deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I love to be deeper in love. Please take me deeper, take me deeper in love.
Have been blessed by those three sessions of words this morning. Oh, I was blessed greatly by the last session. Ma, the Lord will bless you greatly. Those were deep words. We need to get the CDs, honestly. Quickly, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. We're going to be having a little prayer session, but before we have that prayer session, all heads, please, no movement, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are here this morning to know that in one way or the other, the words that we have heard this morning, you know in your heart that if Christ were to come this minute, you don't think you are able to make it with him. Quickly, I'd like to give an opportunity to one or two people that are here that want to make it right with Christ. I said it earlier in my session. I said building yourself spiritually. You can't build anything if you don't know the Lord. The foundation of building is to know Christ. Mommy Moshibi said something. He said, know the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please, I want all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You know in your heart that you have not given your life to him this morning. Can you wave your hands to Jesus this morning so that we, both of us, can pray together? You are here this morning. You want to give your life to Jesus. Or you have given your life to him before. You just found that you keep going back. Some things are not right. You can't help it. You're not a bad person per se, but some things just don't go right. Can you wave up your hands this morning and then let us pray together? You desire to make things. You desire to make amends with Christ. Some things are not right, and you want us to pray together. Anybody raising up your hands this morning? All right. Don't be the last person to raise up hand this morning. Thank you, my sister. God bless you. The angels, heaven is rejoicing over this soul. Please, you are strong, struggle with it. The best way to live your life, the best way to make your body useful is to surrender it to Jesus. Not like you're a bad person, but what I'm trying to say is make things right. Settle your destiny. Settle it with God. Don't be the last somebody. Heaven is rejoicing over the soul already. Can you wave your hands to Jesus this morning? I'm waiting for you. Thank you. God bless you. All eyes closed. Please, all eyes closed and all heads bowed. Thank you for saying this. If you're raising up your hand, raise it up and be bold. Be part of Christ this morning. I'm part of Christ. If he comes today, in your heart, can you say it? That truly you will go with him if he comes this moment. I want you to raise up your hands this morning. Quickly, let us say this. If you are raising your hand, thank you. God bless you. Raise it your hand this morning. Thank you. That sister, raise it up so that the ushers, so that the counselors can see you. God bless you. Please take this quick prayer with me. Father, thank you for this opportunity. I surrender my life to you this morning. Lord, accept me. Use me, Lord, from this minute. Use me as your vessel, Lord. From this minute, I surrender myself to you in the name of Jesus. I will live my life in accordance with your word.
So help me, God. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. Lord, the grace to stand from today, give to me. In Jesus' mighty name. If you have said that prayer, please, you can go back and you see our counselors quickly. In 1 minute, they will attend to you. And for the others, can we go ahead and begin to appreciate God for the 3 sessions we have had this morning? Let's go ahead and appreciate God for the 3 sessions we have had this morning. Let's go ahead and appreciate God for those 3 sessions. Let's go ahead and appreciate God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. I'm going to be taking the prayer points in 1 minute. So I want us to pray, really. I know some of us are here, you have not given your life to Jesus, and yes, you are struggling with it. But I tell you, that opportunity is still open. Just quickly make your way to the back and see the counselors and take those cards and say that prayer in 1 minute. Quickly, oh Lord, let me be an instrument of your glory. Let me be an instrument of righteousness. Go ahead and begin to pray. Father, make me to be an instrument of righteousness. In Romans chapter 6 verse 13, when we read, he said, let my members be yielding to you as instruments of righteousness. Lord, make me an instrument of righteousness. Make me an instrument of righteousness. Make me an instrument of righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. I don't want you to look around. Make me an instrument of righteousness. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. A better amen. Oh Lord, give me the grace to stand and stay away from sexual immorality. Let's not be deceived. These things sometimes can be so tempting. It takes only grace to stand. I want us to pray and say, Father, give me the grace to stand. Give me the grace to stand and to stay away from sexual immorality. Give me the grace to stay away from sexual immorality. Give me the grace to stay away from sexual immorality. Lord, I rededicate myself to you from today. The grace to stand. The grace to stand in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Christ's garment. The Bible says, and Jesus said, virtue, he felt it, that virtue was out of him. He felt it. There are some people, there are some association that you have. There are some people that you come in contact with that don't leave you the same. They don't leave you the same. Sometimes they give you negative impact. I want to pray this morning and say, oh Lord, separate me from every association that negatively draws from me. Separate me from every association that negatively draws from me. Go ahead and begin to pray. Don't be tired of praying. Father, separate me from every association that draws virtue from me. Every association that negatively draws virtue from me. Separate me from such in the name of Jesus. Separate me from such in the name of Jesus. Separate me, Lord, from such, from destiny destroyers. I wanted to pray. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Oh Lord, women are noted to be praying warriors, prayer warriors. So please, I need you to pray. Oh Lord, separate me from destiny wasters. Separate me from destiny wasters. Go ahead and begin to pray. Father, separate me from destiny wasters. Anyone that wants to waste my destiny, separate me from such. Separate me from destiny wasters. Separate me from destiny destroyers. Separate me from destiny wasters. Separate me from destiny destroyers. Any association that will not add value to my life, separate me from such. Separate me from such. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And lastly, before we take this last prayer point, back in the school in those days, I used to have a roommate. Or rather, my friend who had a roommate. That roommate of hers, she tells her roommates, in a day, there's no day, she will tell her roommate, I'm feeling itchy. I'm feeling itchy. I feel like itching. It's not itching like she's going to scratch her body. She's feeling like having sex. That's what she wants. And then she will go out to do the thing and come back. It was so bad that there was a time, you know, some of us are no Ife. OAU then. OAU, we have a hall, Komoremi Hall. It's like a 5-man room. This, you're not allowed to sleep over as a guy. You can't. And there's a time out that you all men have to leave the hostel, like 10 p.m. There was a day they knocked the door. This girl was in the room with a man. They said she wanted to do a quick one, quickie. If you see this lady, so pretty. But that, for her to be, it's not normal. I don't know if you understand. It's not that some people that find themselves doing wrong things, not because they want to, but it's not normal. There's an altar fueling such, for such spirit. Some people have been involved with this there's something we call the spirit of dog. There's this doggish spirit. And we're going to pray and set ablaze every altar fueling evil in my life. Any evil of any sort. Father, any altar fueling evil, pushing me to do evil, pushing me into sin, Father, I set it ablaze to this morning. Go ahead and begin to pray. Any altar fueling evil in my life, fueling evil in my family, fueling evil in my generation, fueling evil in the life of my sister, fueling evil in the life of my younger one, fueling evil in my life, Father, from this morning I set it ablaze. I set it ablaze. I set it ablaze. You can set yourself free. Father, I set ablaze every evil altar. Every altar, right, Lord, fueling evil over my life, over my younger ones, over my sister. You know somebody that this word I said is particularly, it's common to. You can put her name and mention her name. And Father, I set ablaze every altar fueling evil, every altar fueling sin, every altar fueling evil, pushing me towards evil. Today I set it ablaze. The grace to live right, the grace to stand for Christ. From today, I receive it. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Let's go ahead and thank Him for answered prayers. Thank Him because you are a new man. You are a new creature. From this minute, you are a vessel to be used to the glory of the Lord. Your vessel is a new vessel. A new vessel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a new person. I'm a new person. Thank you, Jesus, for answered prayers. Thank you, Jesus. My body is not mine. My body is Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.